The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, second hour of the National Intel Report on this Monday, 16th of July, 2018. With Steve Elkins on board.
Just, hey John, I was just thinking something, John. You talk about the Hammonds. You think that Lavoie Finucane's family will ever see justice on what happened to him?
No, when we can't even nail a CIA / FBI agent for lying, what do you think's going to happen to the FBI agent that murdered Finucane?
Yeah, he'll slip on a banana and break his neck, probably, and never get to testify. Probably. Accidental.
Justin, you're up next. Hello, Justin.
Hello, John. Hello, Steve. Missed you yesterday. Thanks for letting me on. You were talking and are talking about the Hammonds, and you said something about how the corporate media didn't cover it. Actually, that's not true. In the Chicago Tribune, which we know they're very quality material, let me look. Hold on just a second. I would like to read you two short paragraphs. I have to pull it out of the birdcage, though. Okay. Their quote was, Jamie Rappaport Clark, president of the group Defenders of Wildlife, noted that the Hammonds were convicted of arson, a serious crime. Quote, whatever prompted President Trump to pardon them, we hope that it is not seen as an encouragement to those who might use violence to seize federal property and threaten federal employees in the West, Clark said. How's that?
Well, you know, I got to say one thing about that. I'm glad you brought that up. Let me say one thing real quick. Now, you make it sound like the government has convicted them of arson. Now, to prove arson, you would have to prove intent.
Not me, Steve. Hold on.
You would have to prove intent that they meant to cause harm. They were simply doing a little controlled burn that got out of control. That's not arson. That's a big difference between arson and a controlled burn that may get ahead of you.
They call big it, difference. They call it a prescribed burn, and what the Hammonds were doing, their winter grazing grounds. The fire was headed right for their winter grazing grounds, and this was to keep their cattle alive through the winter. It's bad enough during the summer.
Right.
But to keep them alive through the winter.
And
hold on, Justin.
Hold,
No. I'm not disagreeing with what you're saying. I'm just adding a little bit more detail here to the story. So what did the Hammonds do? They did a prescribed burn, of which the Bureau of Land Management is well aware of the procedure. They use it themselves to check fires. In other words, what you do is a controlled burn to disallow that oncoming fire the energy to keep burning and keep going and keep burning stuff up. That was a prescribed burn. They accidentally burned 139 acres of the federal land outside of the Hammonds Ranch, and that netted them terrorism charges, not even arson. We're arson, and Steve, you're right. What is the intent? There are certain ingredients that have to meld together and make sense in order for a criminal charge to be filed. And none of this, none of it meets that criteria. That's why the judge didn't sentence the Hammonds to 5 years, that under the terrorism. Go ahead, Justin.
Okay. We realize that, and I think most Tribune listeners do as well. But the readers of the Chicago Tribune, all they know is that these guys are terrorists and arsonists.
And look, look at the great position that they're espousing their virtues from. Wow.
You know, the Hammonds have probably done this controlled burn however they've long owned this land. They've done this controlled burn every year. And 1 year, maybe the winds picked up, maybe it carried over a little too far. But the idea of a controlled burn is to make sure that you actually burn back and for growth in the future for your cattle, but also to make sure that you don't create a huge underlying major fire in the future. Just kind of like what happens in California when there's so much debris on the ground in the forest. If it ends up being a forest fire, you got a huge fire out of control because you have all this stuff down below, this perfect stuff to ignite a fire.
Yeah.
So they've done this every year, and this year, well, you know, the government had their idea. They wanted this land, and they wanted to they had to have something happen. So actually, this kind of fed their little program, their little agenda.
Sure.
And like I said, they've done this thing every year. Just this year, that year, it did not turn out so well. But the intent was not there.
Yeah.
To say terrorism or being called an arsonist, the intent was not there. It was not a purposeful to cause major destruction to inconvenience people. It was for their cattle.
Yeah. Justin, anything else?
Just one other thing real quickly. Somebody called Michael Rivera's show last week and made a golden point. Our media in the United States has been called the fourth estate, but from all appearances, they're actually working as a fifth column.
Yeah. I can't argue with that. You're welcome, Justin. Thank you for your call.
No, not at all.
All right. Pete in Wisconsin. Hello, Pete.
Hi, John.
Hi.
I've seen some memes on Facebook that were accusing the Hammonds of being arsonists, and the people that put them out were really negative Trump, and I pretty much set them straight on what the deal was up there. I'm glad Trump pardoned them. It's hard to believe he actually did it, but he did it, which is great. I don't know if you watch that Putin press interview.
Yes.
But what another thing surprised me was Trump bringing up the Pakistani server. He even said a Pakistani IT server, which kind of really surprised me because it's like, that guy's been around since the Bush era. You know, he configured the congressional server. And when they did that investigation with the Congressional Credit Union, because they were wondering, how's this guy making $160,000? And then they're finding out the DNC shoving a whole bunch of money. The guy owns houses. They're running cars. They're running drugs. They're running everything they can on these diplomatic containers. I was just surprised to hear Trump mention that it was a Pakistani server. So I think he knows what's going on. And if I was him, I'd keep going the same way, because if he gets too out of hand, they're gonna take him out.
Well,
let's face it.
And Pete, you know, I've heard that argument before, and I don't think Donald Trump was naive enough to think that he could walk into the president's Oval Office, sit down, and conduct business the way he thinks business should be conducted. In other words, what I'm saying is he wasn't oblivious to the threat. But what I think he didn't expect was the political backlash. And I'm not talking from the left. I'm talking about from the people that have failed to come to any sort of semblance of a constitutionally led government inside the United States. He's got his own party going after him. You know, I think it's pretty evident with the intelligence communities. You can call them Barack Obama fans, call them whatever you will. But we're seeing agencies that are out of control. And as I said, I don't think Trump was naive. He didn't think that he was going to have perfect safety here. But for him to get up and how many people do you think were watching worldwide this Putin-Trump summit, as if they call it, not a meeting, but a summit? There were millions and millions and millions and millions, and Donald Trump didn't miss the opportunity. He didn't need to tweet because the cameras were rolling. He talked about 37,000 emails that up and disappeared, and servers were destroyed, and along with the Pakistani server. Hillary Clinton is a walking, she is a violation of just about every law that you can imagine, but yet she is still walking around. We got the intelligence agencies that are now political animals going out to seek to destroy that which they don't like. We've got agencies like the IRS. We've seen them go after quote-unquote conservative people that represent conservative interests. I don't even know what the hell conservative means anymore. But what I do see is a government that is now telling the American people, you know, you're grousing about this or that, your complaints about this not being constitutional. You ain't seen nothing yet. This is in their arrogance, they are saying to you, you ain't seen nothing yet. Now, here, Pete, this is what we were talking about during the breaks here at the network. I don't see any, I see two options that the American people have, and I don't see any other option here. This is not going to be taken care of by filing a lawsuit and having the damn thing end up in front of the Supreme Court 10 years from now. I don't see a vote for a politician that promises to do something to change something that's going to change the fundamental structure of this government. It's now anything but constitutional. As a matter of fact, they're proud of proclaiming us to be a grand democracy. And this is what they're conditioning the American people to. As long as we have 51% of the vote out there of the people wanting this, it's okay. See, it's sanctioned by the people, the majority. They are demonstrating to you the exercise of democracy right in your face. Forget the rule of law, forget the Constitution, forget anything else. All that is passé, and that's in the past.
Hey, Pete, I'm going to say that a pardon of the Hammonds is a good start. It's a good start. It's not an end. It's a good start. I'd be happy if they expunged the record on the Hammonds myself. I would feel good about that. But they're still convicted. Yeah. They just got a pass, and that's not enough. I think they need to be expunged the record.
Weren't they convicted twice for the same crime?
It wasn't double jeopardy, Pete, because they were only charged and found guilty once. The second go around was the issue of them not being subjected to the minimum 5-year prison sentence that was mandatory on terrorism charges, of which they should have never been brought up for in the first place.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Well, this is my contention. This is the way, we see protests. Okay, you see these people protesting. We all know protesting never worked. But if people would realize that they can do an impeachment hearing, they can bring cause of action and impeachment. Take Chuck Schumer, for instance, perfect candidate for impeachment since he sponsored a lot of these unconstitutional gun laws. If the NRA and the gun owners of America, instead of walking around their Bermuda shorts with signs on and maybe carrying an AR-15 in their backpack, had a handful of impeachment hearing that was sitting on Paul Ryan's desk, like, say, a couple of million of them, that are going to end up over in the Judicial Committee, and those are all voters that filled out those impeachment hearings, and they aren't hard to do. All you have to do is put the Second Amendment in there and stick Chuck Schumer's name next to it, and nothing else. But you don't have to be a victim of a constitutional violation to bring cause of action. All you have to do is be a witness.
Yeah.
And you got a couple of million people out there with impeachment hearings in their hand going, we want some action here. This guy, it's a constitutional violation. And I really don't know how the Supreme Court all of a sudden delegated themselves the final word on what's constitutional or not.
Mm.
You know?
Well, you know, Pete, you mentioned that protests don't work, and I agree they don't. They don't. I've been part of a lot of protests and never made headway on my protests.
Yeah.
But it's interesting that they were very, very effective during the Vietnam era. But for some reason now, we have a government that just doesn't listen to the people at all.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you remember those days, Steve, that's all that was out there, that were people who were against the Vietnam War. You didn't have another side protesting you because you were protesting.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
but I think we had a lot of people that were protesting the Iraq War. I mean, I walked with 10,000 people up to Salt Lake City, old people pushing strollers with their little grandchildren. And I went to how many protests? I saw lots of intelligent agencies there taking photos of us. and I know I got myself on a list. But the point is, this was across the country, and we couldn't stop this momentum of we want war, it's terrorists, we have to strike back, even though we knew later on, and they admitted the intelligence was faulty, and they knew it was faulty from the very beginning. But, I mean, I busted my tail on these protests, and it didn't go anywhere. So I don't know what's happened to these people. You have to light a firecracker into their rear end or something. I don't know why people will not get more motivated to make change, to be outspoken.
I don't know why.
And
Steve, the short response to that was, I don't know if they know enough to be angry.
Yeah.
See, here's the problem, because I keep repeating this, and I never have anybody saying, well, you know what, John, that's a good point. I'm going to remember that.
Guys, stick a piece of paper on the speaker's desk. Not only are you out there protesting, but you have a impeachment hearing, a cause of action in your hand.
Okay, but Pete, here again.
Your story.
Pete.
That's because they have to answer.
Pete.
And you're a voter.
Pete.
They're
going to
answer.
Pete, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Good. We're going to do the same thing that they've been calling for. Have you noticed the subtle hints I've been giving the listeners here? That the loony lefties, the loony lefties want to do away with immigration and, the people, the very people, ICE, immigration services, that are throwing out the illegals in this country. We're over here saying that the FBI should be done away with, the CIA should be done away with. Now we're saying that, we got to do impeachment against Chuckie Schumer. They want impeachment against Donald Trump. This is another form of protest. That's all that this is, because you're going to see the titanic clashes of, no, that guy's more egregious and he should be impeached first. I don't even want to go there. These people, Charles Schumer shouldn't even be in this country, shouldn't be a senator in this country. Let me put it to you that way. Because if he was following constitutional law, we wouldn't have the likes of a Charles the Possum Schumer. We just wouldn't. But how do you fix that? This has been bred out of the American people. It's just now standing out like a sore thumb with the millennials that don't know their butts from a hole in the ground. Yeah. The only thing they know how to do is protest, melt like a snowflake, or text or tweet. That's all that they know.
Hey, Pete, have you ever heard of ending dual citizenship? You've ever heard a politician talk about ending the dual citizenship to Israel? Do you ever hear anybody talk about that?
I haven't heard one politician say anything.
No,
never
have either. I mean, my loyalties are to my country, this country. And these Israel firsters who are in our Congress, well, they're taking care of business back home, and they're not working for us. I would like to see somebody actually bring that up. This whole dual citizenship thing has to go. You're a citizen here or you're a citizen there. You choose. If you want to be a U.S. citizen, stay here. Yeah. If you want to be an Israeli citizen, go back to Israel. Be a politician in Israel.
Now, that would mean that the Israeli lobby would have to register or leave.
Yeah.
And they're not going to do that. Jerry in Chicago, I will take your call immediately following this break. By the way, I'm coming up on San Francisco here. Did you see that story I posted, Steve?
I read it. Terrible.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Let's talk about it.
We
good
will.
Stuff.
All right.
Okay.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
All right, we're back. Jerry in Chicago. Hello, Jerry.
Hello, John and Steve. One quick question and one comment about the Hammond family. Yeah. The question is, Steve, were you live yesterday or was that a rerun?
That was Memorex. I was at a wedding down in South Florida. We replayed the July 1st socialism lecture by Thomas DiLorenzo. I thought it was awesome. And before I left John's show last week, somebody called and said, would you please play it again? And so, no, it was a repeat. Repeat show.
Okay, fantastic. Because I listened to it anyway, and I thought I had heard it before. But the comment I wanted to make about the Hammonds is that the BLM was doing so-called controlled burns in the area around their property.
Mm-hmm.
And what had happened was they were lighting these fires when there were 25 to 30 mile an hour winds,
right,
and not manning the fires. They were simply walking away after they lit them. And the Hammond family happened to call the local fire department, the county fire department, and the BLM, who did not get an answer from because nobody was manning the office. They did their control burn, and they ended up in jail over this thing.
And that would seem to suggest that was you want to talk about arson?
Yes.
That was arson.
You're damn right, John.
Yeah, they set that up perfect. They set it up.
And this is how they have done it. Tom Lacabora had a tremendous show on today, something about the Montana 7 or Montana 21 that held out for 91 days. And there's guys still in jail for simply going to their local government and saying, hey, you don't have the credentials to represent us in a court of law, because these credentials are only held by certain people, like a clerk something else, but not the judge. Yeah. And before you know it, they're in jail for now 21, 22 years.
But
is ridiculous.
Are you speaking of the Montana Freeman?
Yes, the Freeman.
Okay.
Thank you.
That went awry, and I was talking to these people, and I was urging them to be very careful, because what they were doing was filing liens and filing paperwork, and they were buying skidoos with them, and they were buying trailers with them. They were converting that stuff into money, and I told them, I said, look, if you want to bring the federal government down on your little head, you better exorcise those groups from your overall group, because they're going to come and get you. They're going to put you in jail. Nobody heeded the message. And they went to jail. They were sent to jail because of fraud and a list of other things.
John, what is the Federal Reserve? Not to interrupt you. But
No, I understand. No. I'm not making an argument against them. I am just simply telling them that people that were looking at this and that was involved and was talking to the various groups, I discovered what was going on, and I knew how this is going to end up. And I told the principals, I said, look, man, you started out with a pretty clean slate and legitimate gripes, ones that could possibly be fought in a court of law, and you might even win. But on top of all this other stuff, no, it's not going to happen. And that's, here we are, two decades later, these guys are still in jail.
It's a damn shame. There's a lot of innocent people in jail, John.
Boy, isn't there? Isn't there?
And you know what? When my time comes, because I'm sure that will come, because I'm very boisterous, I'm sorry, that revolution begins at my back door that day.
Well, I started to say before, you know, we were discussing this here, we've got two choices. We can sit down and say, you know what, we waged a pretty good fight, but we lost, and acquiesce and just sit down and do nothing. Or we can stand up and fight. Because I know of no other way. I know, and I've been searching for it. I know of no other way to stop this and return a constitutional republic. I mean, I'm still, as I said before, I'm still looking for the same people. I've yet to see them in government anyhow. And I'm looking at this, and there's no stopping them. It doesn't matter how egregious the action is against an individual or a group, or allowing the IRS to continue. I mean, Jim Trafficant's dead and gone, man. There's no more Jim Trafficant's, but he almost single-handedly, as a congressman, shut the IRS down with this liens against their homes. They were going out and stealing people's homes, locking up their bank accounts, contacting their employers, and just basically making them pariahs over the issue of the IRS. They're back at it again. They've doubled down. They need that tax money. The government's broke. They've got to borrow every damn thing they spend money on that they shouldn't be spending money on, but that thought hasn't occurred to them yet. I know of no way, Jerry, of stopping them.
I agree, John. I agree. I'm with you in the home court, man. I hear the music, and thank you very much for giving me the time.
Thank you,
Jerry.
You guys
have a great evening.
Thank you, Jerry.
Thanks, Jerry.
By the way, Jerry, I haven't charged your $400 donation yet.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Fred in Michigan. Hello, Fred. I'm going to get through these calls. Hello.
Okay. See here. Saw a expose on the Romanoff's murder. See if I can pull it up real quick. It was 100 years ago, apparently. 17 July of... 1918.
Right.
Yeah. It's called townandcountrymag.com.
Okay.
It says it was about, what the hell? Anyway, it's about the Romanovs. Putin keeps bringing up, quote, the bodies. And in this article,
Wait a minute, Mike. So far, I'm trying to track you, and what bodies?
The Romanovs, the Tsar Nicholas II.
Yeah, I know who the Tsar was. Yeah, okay. But what is the comment body about Trump and bodies? That I don't track.
No. I said Putin. Putin.
Okay.
Putin. They did a movie. I think it was called Matilda.
Okay.
Apparently, the Tsar had a not so covert love affair with some ballerina, And so they've exploited that to taint him. And it turns out it, once again, the brilliant, self-acclaimed Talmudic communitarian, as Marlon Brando would say, kikes. And the head kike that did the produced, directed the movie in Russia, I guess it was, or maybe it was Uli Wood. I forgot, but they show us pictures. He's obviously a Talmudic Jew, and he brings up anti-Semitism relative to ritual murder. Well, there is a historic record for Talmudic Jew Holocaust ritual murder, because the actual word Holocaust was invented by Talmudic Jew rabbis who coined that expression for what the ritual came to be known as, where they would brutally, by death by a thousand cuts, puncture a Goyim Gentile child, or in some cases monks, priests, and they would collect the blood, and then they would torch the body in a improvised pit.
Okay, bring me up to this century. Well, what does Putin in his comments about the bodies? I missed that. In what's that?
The allusion. I didn't read the article yet, but the allusion is the bodies in ritual murder is some inflammatory Goyim phraseology that epitomizes the classic Goyim Gentile anti-Semitism mindset that, according to these experts from, well, I'm sure ADL and B'nai B'rith, et cetera, et al., they're all going to be checking in like they did with Mel Gibson's movie The Passion. That's what Abraham Foxman said is hate speech. It should be banned. Mm-hmm. So what are they trying to do here? They want to get a law passed nationally, right? That people like me who would call in and dare to prove that you can look up thebirdman.org/Jewish ritual murder, and you can go way back to the Rome Carthage 300 BC, where it was documented that Holocaust and Jewish ritual murder upon the Goyim Gentile people was being perpetrated on a regular basis.
Well, and especially, you know what fascinates me, Fred? What fascinates me is 175 countries can't be wrong. But yet that's something that's never talked about, because of who you speak have made themselves untenable in whatever country they've gone to. Now, if that's not a classic with reason, and they're really not Semites, but there's there's fire in this smoke here. This is just not all of what we've reported, the stuff that I've done, the reports I've done. It's all documented and it's provable. But the only problem is that you have the news outlets controlled by the very same entities that you're talking, going back to Carthage, 300 years BC. It's the very same clowns and the very same people. But yet, today I watched Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin talking about Israel and how important they are. And I'm like, really? Not to me.
Not me either.
Fred, thank you for your call. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John. Hey, Steve. How are you guys doing?
Good. Doing well. What's on your mind?
Good. Well, something I've noticed is there's a lot of people looking for solutions, which is great. But I think it was your caller, three callers ago. They're stuck in the mindset of the administrative state. Half of their mind is administrative state, and half of their mind is constitutional state. And they can't sort those two out.
No, they can't.
So they want to try a constitutional convention, and they want to try impeaching, you know, people who
are you referencing
the constitutional reality.
Mike, are you referencing the guy that the impeachment of Schumer?
Yeah. Or okay. Go ahead and impeach the FBI guy.
Yeah.
So what?
Yeah.
He's an administrative fake. He's not even, it doesn't even count.
No.
And until enough of us can get these people to realize that we have two parallel forms of government running on top of each other, one's fake, one's authentic, we need to stick to the authentic at no matter what the case be, even if it is bloodshed or even if it is protest or even if it's whatever, we're never going to sort this out.
As I said, we have two options, sit down and do nothing or stand up and fight. And the more this goes on, the harder it is going to be to fight and win it. So,
well, I agree, but if we do fight, John and Steve and whoever, we have to have the people fighting with us understand that you can't go impeach the FBI because they don't even really exist under our actual form of government. Does that make sense?
Well, it wouldn't be about impeaching them. It would be about defunding them. See, this is really the only tool the Congress has. Yes. They've been relegated to, if they don't like it, well, we'll just defund it.
Right.
But we've seen what the deep state operatives have done and how many trillions of dollars with off-the-budget covert activities and where they got those illicit funds. They can sidestep that. They can sidestep that minefield and yet continue. There's no accountability here because you're not going to make an unconstitutional agency heed the Constitution, because you're right.
Exactly.
You're exactly right. So what do we do? These are the guys that have the authority given to them, and they're not going to give it back, and they're going to do whatever the hell they want to. Forget the watchers, watching the watchers and all that stuff. They have been given authority. They have far exceeded that authority, and nobody is willing to even defund them, let alone get up on the floor of representatives and go, you know what? I've been doing some studying, and these administrative offices aren't even constitutional. The day I hear those words uttered on the congressional floor, it will be the day that I die of a massive heart attack.
God, I hope not. Well, Congress is a bad beat movie these days, but until the citizenry who listen and want to do better and want to make a difference and want to share your, you know, your page and your show, until they can sort out this, I don't know that we've got where else to go.
Well,
and I know you've worked your tail off for so many years, given your whole life and soul and relationships and everything to this, and I'm not knocking anything, but I'm saying if we're going to get people to, we got to get their minds wrapped around the fact that the administrative state is completely null and void, fictional, doesn't count, constitutional counts.
And
I don't know how to do that.
And I'm in agreement with you, but how many ears are listening to that? Let alone how many ears would hear that message and then seek to get other people on board so at least we have the numbers that can be heard.
Well, they want to be because they're trying. They call in, they're trying to understand it, and maybe like callers like me don't present a clear enough way for them to understand it. I don't know. But I just heard that when I was listening to him, and I didn't want to call you because I don't like to bug you, but I heard that, and I'm like, okay, there's the crux right there. There's our issue.
Yeah. What is Congress?
Anyway, yeah. Thank you for the show.
All right. Well, thank you, Mike, for your call. Well, I can tell you one thing. This is a certainty. We're not going to talk our way out of this one.
No. Mike's a pretty sharp guy. Hey, by the way, I just want to throw at you really quick because Joanne sent it to my email. $16.7 million in the first 10.5 months for the Mueller investigation. That's what it's cost us so far. First 10 months. 16.7, I sent you over the link.
That's the first 10 months. What
that's
about
the first, they hasn't mentioned, nothing after that. 16.7, the first 10 and a half months. That's it so far.
It's been going on for 19 months.
Yes.
So can we pretty much probably safely double that?
Double it, yeah, I would say. Yeah. Or more, yeah. And for what? What did we get out of that? Nothing yet.
No.
Nothing.
No.
And you're not.
No, and no, we're not. But here are the people that have been given the authority to carry guns around. By the way, little FBI drunk dancer out there in Colorado
that went to retrieve
his gun and shot somebody.
Yep.
He's under investigation, but the judge says, hey, you can keep your gun.
Yeah.
If you or I shot somebody and we were going to court for it, do you think a judge would allow us to keep firearms?
No.
No. Well, but, you know, hey, he's the FBI.
John, you couldn't have a BB gun in your house. If you, BB a gun. Pellet gun or anything. You can't have any. You can't have a little water gun in your house if you shot somebody. We're going to strip you of everything.
I just want a few simple things. I want one of those mini guns. Can I have one of those?
You mean the one I have at my house? That little stun thing?
Mini gun. The thing that fires thousands of rounds a minute.
Oh, got it.
Not a torture device. This is an honest to goodness. I'm meaning to kill a bunch of people, and I've got the hardware to prove it.
Well, I want to get that Elon Musk flamethrower is what I want to get. It's legal, you know.
Oh, God.
I don't know how. They don't call it a flamethrower. They're called something else.
The callers are calling in. We're not going to be able to get to any news.
Okay.
What do you want to do?
I saw the filthy San Francisco thing, and I was that reminds me of the video you had on the network with Orange County and on the GoPro, the bicycle.
Yeah.
Pretty sickening. It's pretty bad, and not a damn thing is being done, and they're handing out syringes.
Let me get into the meat of it, okay?
Go for it.
That's
go for
the best way to do it. And of all people, NBC, the National Broadcasting Communist Group, it's ironic that they did this story, but it's an eye-opener. You can go to republicbroadcasting.org, watch the video. I left my filth in San Francisco, a little takeoff, and I left my heart in San Diego. NBC investigators rated the city one of the filthiest slums on earth after surveying 153 blocks in downtown area, including some of the city's top tourist destinations. They discovered a dangerous concoction of drug needles, garbage, and feces lining the streets of downtown San Francisco. Every single block surveyed by NBC crew had trash littered about 41 of those 153 blocks had drug syringes, and 96 blocks were contaminated with human excrement. Folks, go watch the video. It's got pictures of people pulling their drawers down and defecating on the street between parked cars.
Yeah.
All right?
I've actually seen this.
Now, one has to wonder why the city of San Francisco, with such a rich history and vital tourist trade, doesn't pick up after itself. The problem, as revealed by the San Francisco Chronicle and many other sources, is homeless people. It seems they just won't use public toilets or garbage cans provided by the city. They won't even crap in a can. They'll do it right on the street. Try walking your dog in New York City without a pooper scooper and see what happens to you. These people are pulling their drawers down, showing everybody their furry little butts, and taking a dump in front of people that are standing there looking at them. You want to talk about your culture is gone? Take a look at what the lefties have given you. Take a look at San Francisco. Be proud of it, San Franciscans. You're mired knee-deep in human excrement. By the way, the program they have, Steve, for handing out needles, they got a high incidence of HIV and other drug-related infectious diseases. They don't even have the wherewithal to tell the drug users that, look, we're going to give you all the syringes that you want, but you know what? You've got to turn in as many as you're picking up. Otherwise, you don't get any more. So go pick a dirty syringe out of a pile of crap and go ahead and use that. I'm going to lose it.
Yeah, I never cared for the handout program for those.
Things have gotten so bad that San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee headed up the Department of Homelessness and Supportive Housing effective July 1 of 2016. The Chronicle reported that the civic group spent about $275 million on homelessness and supportive housing in the fiscal year. This year's budget is $305 million. Since its inception, City Park Works cleanup personnel have collected more than 679 tons of trash from homeless tent and collecting more than 100,000 used syringes from the camps in that time span. People are sounding off about the awful mess, both in 2015, 2016. The city's 311 The city's 311 line, got more than 22,000 complaints about needles and feces around homeless encampments. And it's just not that. The Bay Area Rapid Transit System. Walk down one of the tunnels to get to a train. There are people shooting up in front of you and pulling their drawers down and crapping right in your face. The city of San Francisco hands out millions of syringes a year to drug users, but has little or no control of how they are later discarded. And what did I just say? You're going to get free needles from us? Guess what? In order to get free needles again, you've got to bring back exactly, and with a receipt, we can give you a receipt. Here's your return receipt for your needles. That's all you're required to do. We're helping you with your drug addiction. Here you are. We're doing the humanitarian thing. We don't want you getting any more diseases, so here's a syringe. Just do me a favor. You don't have the cultural wherewithal to throw it in a trash can. No. Give them a receipt. They pick up 10 syringes, they got to bring 10 back. How fast do you think those piles of syringes would disappear? Almost overnight, I guarantee you. Now, San Francisco has so many folks with no place to live that they should have built tent cities. This is a recent American phenomenon, folks. Well, the last depression, they don't like to bring that up, but there were a lot of tent cities back then. Because of the economic recession and financial and mortgage foreclosure crisis, homelessness has increased and intensified in the United States over the past several years. Yeah, these people in San Francisco, they couldn't come up with enough possible money to even buy an entry-level house. Tell me the economy's doing good. Tell me everything is just okay. The way San Francisco has aided and abetted this crisis is almost beyond belief itself. Loomer in North California. Hello, Loomer.
Good day, gentlemen. How you doing today? They're never going to get this government straightened out until they repeal the administrative state, you know. It's here
to stay. Nothing's going to move it, because you're going to go up against an army of bureaucrats and the people that have created them, defending it to your death.
That's right. Did you see where the social justice warriors want to abolish ICE?
Yeah.
Yeah, they ought to. Maybe they should, but they should do it under some kind of a plea agreement. They should. If you want to repeal ICE, then let's repeal the Department of Education or one of the other administrative states.
Oh, so it's are you suggesting the Donald Trump approach of let's make a deal? Donald Trump meets Monty Hall.
And then on top of that, I've been trying to change my my status as a citizen of my state, but I've had a good relationship with my credit union for a number of years. I've been there for so long, and they let me look at the signature card, and there is no way to change your status on these bank forms in order to be a citizen of your state. I didn't know if anybody ever knew that.
No, I wasn't aware of that, but that stands.
The only thing that's on there is U.S. person, and that means citizen of the United States.
Yeah.
And then there's a couple of them on there where if you're a foreign national, you can open one up. But I said, what if I give me one of these things? Let me manipulate it, and they're still thinking about it. So, but I doubt if they'll let me do it. But that was my big thing, was letting these. Maybe we should just start working on dismantling the Administrative Procedure Act. Trump could do it probably with just one fell swoop. I don't know if he needs Congress to repeal that Administrative Procedure Act.
Boy, that would certainly thin out the ranks of the government employees if that were to happen. But then we'd have
It would. Make them go out there and get their own, figure out their own way to live instead of reaching into our pockets and through taxes and all these other ways of getting our money.
Thank you.
They're already violating the Constitution big time. Like, they're not supposed to have a standing military.
Yeah.
And if they do have a war, it's supposed to be only funded for 2 years at a time before they vote on it again. And they keep on just...
And you just use the magic. You just use the magic word, vote. Now we're doing wars that Congress doesn't even have to vote on. Loomer, thank you for your call. I appreciate it. Man, I had so much that I wanted to get to here, Steve, and we just got off on this jag, and then calls came in, and it at times it's frustrating to me. I'm not saying to the callers I don't want to hear from you, because I really do, but I never seem to get to the damn news that I want to cover. Pete in Wisconsin, you said that the CIA is not funded by Congress.
No, it isn't funded by Congress. It's funded out of the executive branch. Trump could cut their funding. They get like $60 billion. Dollars a year.
Oh, and that's just that's on the books.
I think the main cause of the problem, more so than the FBI.
That's
those guys are stepping down, and you can see that. You know, once they got in front of the Oversight Committee, McCabe all of a sudden curls up and cuts out, and then Comey curls up and cuts out. Next, it's going to be Rosenstein. DOJ, you know, they're funded by Congress, but the CIA comes out of the president's office. And they get taxpayer money, but Congress doesn't have any control over them.
Well,
none
that's
whatsoever.
That's just the funds that are allocated. What about all the funds
nothing. It all comes out of the executive branch. It comes out of the president's office. Wow. That's all I wanted to say.
Okay. So, gee, Steve.
I know that.
President Trump could pick up the phone tomorrow and say, you know, the agency used to head Mr. Pompeo? They're out of a job. Their pink slip that'll be in their mailbox Friday.
Well, I think the FBI has a good reason to be pink slipped. After hearing the testimony and hearing those emails, the texts, yeah, political bias. I'm not biased. No, I can do my job. Sure, no. Political bias, 100%. He had nothing to stand on, and it was really sad to watch that whole display. The Democrats were definitely siding with him, helping him as much as they could. And the Republicans did their best, but the bottom line is that I think they need to be dismantled completely. FBI is not – it went rogue. It went rogue, and I don't think it'll go back to what it should be. They've changed the rules. The objective is different. I think they need to go. Yeah. You don't need 17. We certainly don't need 17 agencies.
Well, I'm not even gonna lobby for which ones we should keep. And you're exactly right. And I wish we had another 2 hours, because I got 2 hours of news here that ties into everything that we just talked about in these 2 hours. And the aforementioned problems that we're facing with feeling helpless and out of control, that we can't control it. You know, every one of these creatures, especially the ones in the executive, didn't they take an oath to defend and protect the Constitution of the United States of America?
Yeah, I believe they did, but I think if you look closely, you'll see fingers crossed.
I pledge allegiance to the United States of America. Is either small U United States or the United States of America.
United States of Israel is what they said.
Thank you, Steve.
Yep. Hey, I'll call you a little later.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, folks, for being here. By the way, I'll cover that on tomorrow's show. Please, folks, support the network monetarily. Good wishes and a pat on the back only go so far when paying the creditors, so they don't shut our stuff off.
Accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com. Republic.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.